the new movie In the Heart of the Sea turns out to prove that there really was a great white whale that we heard about in Moby Dick. The inspiration for Herman Melville's classic maritime adventure came from a survivor of the whaling ship Essex, which was destroyed by a monster of the sea in 1820. The story was told to Melville, and then later it came out in a book. The man who researched it and found out so much about it, his name is Nathaniel Philbrick, and he wrote a book called The Tragedy of the Whale Ship Essex. And so, although they put a little bit of fiction on the characters, the story itself about the whale is true. The main character is First Mate Owen Chase, played by our favorite hunky, whatever he is, sexiest man alive, Chris Hemsworth, who proves that he can act in this one. He is on the Essex along with the captain, who is George Pollard, played by Benjamin Walker. And the character of Owen Chase is very angry because he has been passed over to be the captain of this ship, which had been promised to him. But anyway, their names are correct, and that part of the story is right. They went on a hunting expedition, and they ended up 2,000 miles from the coast of South America, and they finally find a group of whales. This is a group of sperm whales, and they call it, a group of them is known as a sperm pod. So they set out in their small boats with their harpoons, and then they encounter this leviathan, this 85-foot-long sea beast. And he is kind of white. He's spotty, but he's known to them as the white whale. The whale ends up destroying their ship. And when they report this, the authorities won't believe them. They say, oh, no, we don't want to put that out. The insurers won't ever let anybody go out again. There can't be such a monstrous whale. But it was documented by a number of sailors during that period. So anyway, it's directed by Ron Howard. It is a thriller with spectacular special effects and amazing cinematography. I have no idea how they managed all these scenes. And it is available in 3D, and I saw it on 3D, and also on the IMAX screen. It would be worth a trip to Dallas to one of those big screen theaters to see this, because you get the full effect of it. And along with Hemsworth is Cillian Murphy, and Tom Holland plays this young cabin boy aboard the ship. And anyway, it's been kind of looked over, and I expected it to have some Oscar potential or whatever, but it hasn't been named in any of the awards so far this year, so it's too bad, because it deserves it. It's really a fine movie.